two big demographic trends the North Country needs to pay attention to. First, the population in most towns across the region continues to decline or stay flat. And that affects schools and fire departments and taxes and everything. Second, New York State is becoming more diverse, more people of color, more immigrants from other places. Now, here's where these two demographic trends intersect. Some of those people could help the North Country reverse its multi-generational slide, or at least come here and become familiar with the North Country, visit here. But right now, in many North Country communities, people of color just don't feel welcome. And that's today's story of the day.
Story of the Day is supported by the Ausable River Association, building solutions for flood resilience in Adirondack communities. Learn more at ausableriver.org.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Tuesday, April 23rd. First up, members of the New York State Senate are joining the fight to encourage people to get vaccinated amidst an ongoing measles outbreak in the state. Lawmakers in the Democrat-led chamber launched a public awareness campaign on Monday designed to give people accurate information about inoculations and how to get them while dispelling myths that they're unsafe. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, a Yonkers Democrat, said the campaign is a useful reminder that vaccines save lives. Health officials say more than 600 cases of measles have been reported this year, the most since 2014. The vast majority have been in New York, mainly in New York City and nearby Rockland County. And most of the New York cases have been unvaccinated people in Orthodox Jewish communities. So the question we're considering today is, how can the North Country be a more welcoming place? We're going to talk specifically about the Adirondack Park today. The park's population is overwhelmingly white, and experts in the tourism industry say the region is failing to attract visitors and permanent residents who are minorities or people of color. Brian Mann has been reporting on this issue now for several years and joins Martha Foley to talk about it.
Well, I think it's important to say, Martha, that a lot of people describe experiences that are often pretty wonderful. The region sometimes gets this right. There's been a huge effort, to cite one example, to make Jamaican workers who come each year to help with the apple industry in the Champlain Valley, to make them feel welcome and included. But people of color have also described to us, and we've been able to document as factually true, some really ugly incidents. People, white people using the N-word, people flying the Confederate flag, people joking about lynching people of color. And that leaves a terrible taste to non-white visitors.
Well, there is a very intentional effort to shift that narrative now. The state legislature just committed another $250,000 to support a diversity initiative in the Adirondack Park. And there's a new organization called Adirondack Diversity Solutions that's working with businesses and some nonprofits to try to make them more aware of these issues.
Yeah, that's right. And yesterday on the public radio program Capital Press Room down in Albany, Susan Arbetter spoke with Donathan Brown and Cindy Rodriguez about their project. And I want us to listen to some of that. Cindy Rodriguez said this conversation about race is complicated, and she acknowledged it's sometimes tense.
This is just a side effect of our current political situation. Our current political environment hasn't really lent itself to a lot of progressive movements. However, you see an uptake in grassroots efforts to change that. And that's exactly what we're trying to do, really engage communities, businesses, citizens to really step up and really become more inclusive, more welcoming.
So give us an example then of the kind of work that you do to break down barriers that are in place right now.
Yeah, sure. So one of the things that we've been talking a lot about is the idea of strategic planning. So where do you see your organization within the next 5 or 10 years? Expanding their clientele, expanding the pipeline, expanding the talent pool, knowing, of course, that they cannot continue along with, you know, ordinary business as usual. Those days are over, so they're looking to change that, and we're trying to provide the tools for those organizations.
So, Cindy, the full-time population of the Adirondacks is 90% white. Is it a challenge then to get people who see only people who look like them all day and every day to welcome people of color who might be visitors.
It is, absolutely. I mean, when we go to the park, it's very difficult. There's, you know, I look at the different marketing representation and I don't see myself. I don't see other populations of color. Marketing efforts are largely narrow-casted. Bad news travels fast. So when negative experiences are had and communicated through press or media, you know, the outcome is not necessarily the greatest. And it does become difficult to recruit and retain employees to the area. This is the narrative that we're trying to change, right? We're working with organizations in and outside of the park to shed a different light, to show that we are working together to make the area more inclusive, more welcoming.
Right. It's dangerous, actually, for the Adirondacks to have a reputation as being unwelcoming to people of color because it's so dependent on tourism for its economy.
You have certain sectors of society that are simply put off by it. And economically, that's not sustainable. Morally and legally, not sustainable, amongst other ways of describing it. And so you're right, you find yourself in a downward spiral.
That's Donathan Brown and Cindy Rodriguez with the Adirondack Diversity Solutions. They spoke yesterday with Susan Arbetter on the public radio program Capital Press Room. So back to you, Brian. Donathan Brown there used the phrase downward spiral. What does he mean there?
Well, you know, look, the stakes here are high. This isn't just about attracting tourists, though. It's important, of course, that minorities are comfortable visiting the park and spending their tourism dollars here. This is also about basic population. Right now, much of the North Country is aging. We're losing population. We need families. We need workers. We need kids in schools. And a growing slice of New York State, especially the younger population, it's really diverse. And if those people, Blacks, Hispanics, Asian Americans, if they don't feel comfortable coming here, it's going to be really hard for us to attract the next generation, again, not just of tourists, but of residents, business owners, you know, farmers.
Since we've been reporting this, you've had some really interesting reactions in emails and on social media. We've got just a little bit of time. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's been fascinating, Martha, and I think this is going to continue. This is a polarized time. A lot of people in the North Country are conservative. They live in overwhelmingly white communities. And some see this discussion of racial diversity as part of a progressive liberal agenda. They've told me they feel unfairly judged and criticized. They're clearly uncomfortable talking about race. But I will say I've also heard from a lot of people of color, teachers, students, people who say they've had really challenging experiences. And they want to keep having this conversation. Now, the bottom line is it's a hard one to have. Some people don't want to have this conversation now, but others say it's long overdue.
That's Brian Mann and Martha Foley talking about the Adirondacks and diversity. There's a good conversation going on about this right now on our Facebook page. You can check it out, North Country Public Radio on Facebook. Also, tonight at the Grange Hall in Wadhams, Adirondack historian Amy Godine will discuss the history of minstrel shows and the wearing of blackface here in the North Country. That talk is at the Waylandsburg Grange in Essex County starting at 7:30. More news all the time at ncpr.org. Music today by Gillicuddy and Audio Binger. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.